And welcome to the Sportscast, December 7th, 2018. College football, Liberty football, has a new coach. His name is Hugh Freeze. Used to be the coach in Mississippi. And this is big news for Liberty. I mean, they're moving forward. They're definitely going to the next level. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. And to join us to talk to us a little bit about it, to elaborate more about these this news, is Ryan Krista. Welcome to the Sportscast.
Santiago, thank you very much. As a Liberty graduate and a fan for many, many years, going to games as a student, you know, it's an exciting time to be a Liberty sports fan. Just kind of, you know, not necessarily shocked by the news today, but, you know, I heard it coming along the lines, you know, after Turner Gill retired, beginning of the week, you know, that names pop up and you initially hear Hugh Freeze, and you know, you're talking about a guy who was extremely successful at Ole Miss, changed the culture there, but, you know, ran into some tough times in several different ways, you know, and, you know, they had to get rid of him, you know, and he's looking to get back on his feet, and, you know, they're hanging up at Liberty University, so, you know, finding on it. I also want to give a shout-out to Turner Gill and the accomplishments he had here at Liberty. When there's 2-year transition period from the FCS to the FBS, he did quite well, you know, kept the program on track, you know, winning 6 games this year in your first year, only done by 12 other teams in the transition period. So that's quite a, you know, claim the same for Turner. You know, didn't always reach the potential of the team under Turner Gill, but, you know, they were always a steady competitor. They're good for, you know, 1 or 2 upsets a year under Turner Gill.
It's quite an accomplishment. How significant is this hire? How much of a step up is that? Is this from like the previous coaches?
Well, he's a guy who's been around in the SEC, and if it wasn't for his off the field position, he'd probably be still there. This guy led one of the most prolific offenses we've ever seen in college football. Had really great teams. You know, this is a guy who's beat Nick Saban 2 years in a row. You know, not many coaches can say that, Santiago.
No, not at all. How long have you been hearing? How long have you been hearing about this rumor about him getting hired?
So here's a little brief history. You know, back in last school year for college, during one of the convocations at Liberty, you know, Hugh Freeze made a public apology for his missteps. He came forward with his mistakes, you know. So it's kind of a unique that he went to Liberty and used the, you know, convocation as a platform to ask for, you know, forgiveness from his wife, but also from, you know, the nation, you know. It's a unique situation, so, you know, that he went and did at Liberty, but, you know, not many people really thought too much about that. But, you know, you never knew how long Turner Gill was going to be around for. You know, there's always rumors, you know, with the new athletic director this last year, that he was looking to make a big splash. But actually, how this came about was Sunday, you know, after the season was over, you know, that him and the athletic director sat down, and the athletic director offered him a 2-year extension, and then he came out and said, you know, I'm something there, I'm actually going to retire. And it blew everybody out of the water, you know, so they're scrambling, and then you hear these names, you know, Hugh Freeze, you know, Brandon Streeter, who was one of the offensive coaches at Clemson, who was our former offensive coordinator at Liberty. You know, some bigger names, you know, but you really have no idea what direction they're going. But as, you know, the week goes on, you know, Hugh Freeze is a candidate, not just for delivery head coach, but he's an offensive coordinator candidate at Auburn, Tennessee, and Alabama. he's been linked to them, those jobs, you know. And so it's hard to believe that he wouldn't take that to those jobs where he's successful. He's probably coaching at one of those Power 5 schools before you know it. I think his desire is always to be a head coach. So, you know, this is a great opportunity at a place that will hold him accountable for his actions. And it'll be interesting, you know, that his mixed reviews. Is this a stepping stone job where he just wants to get his name out there, prove to everybody that he can stay, you know, clean and legit and be successful? Or is he really going to be a long-term solution here at Liberty? But, you know, for the short term, there's a good move for both parties.
Yes. Can you explain to the audience what was his issues in the past? What was his previous sins?
Well, it's kind of twofold here. You know, there was either the, you know, the 2012 or 13. Ole Miss has always been, you know, an average SEC school, but all of a sudden, you know, he comes and you know, his second or third recruiting class, it just skyrocketed to be one of the, you know, top recruiting classes in the country, which sends out a lot of warning signals, like, how is he getting all these, you know, best recruits and future NFL stars? So, you know, time goes on, you know, he's denying a lot of stuff. Now the NCAA, you know, because of some, you know, if you remember the, there's a couple issues, you know, on a bowl trip, you know, you had a player, you know, smoking marijuana and going out of a hotel room, and then you had on draft day, you had one of the players, get a video releasing him recent photo of him, you know, smoking marijuana in a mask. It was really bizarre, you know, because, you know, so the NCAA kind of investigates all of this stuff, and, you know, along with investigating it, they find in his phone records, the university finds out, too, that, you know, he's been calling escort services.
Wow.
So immediately when I found that out, he gets, and along with that, then Ole Miss gets placed on, you know, several year probation for, you know, these other, you know, he's been nuts denying all this, but he's let him, you know, saying he's getting blackmailed because he's not getting any other jobs because Ole Miss saying this, there's kind of a mess going on there, you know, so he had that going on off the field. While on the field, they had a lot of success. You know,
yeah.
Going to the New Year's Six bowl game, you know, winning 10 games, a bunch of times. You know, he's got an eye for talent, you know, and I think coming to Liberty, you're not going to get, obviously, access to the best players like he got at Ole Miss, but, you know, his name alone and getting players to NFL will draw a lot of people to Liberty.
That is correct. And, you know, back to what you were saying, you know, he's beaten Nick Saban. He has the exposure.
You know, I mean, you know, he beat him at home, and then the next year he comes and goes to Alabama and really dismantles them. You know, it was a close game in the end, but really he was up by 20-plus points in the second half. You just never see Nick Saban beaten like that, and you know, his offense is very innovative. You know, maybe a lot of people are running type of offense now, but, you know, he's the type of time when it comes to up-tempo, fast-paced offense.
Yeah, you know, looking back at, you know, so far Liberty has had 9 coaches in total. They went to Rocco. Rocco, you know, took us to the next level. Gil took us to the next level. And I think Frazee is the right guy. It feels like he will have more wins under Liberty's belt. And looking at their schedule, the biggest game I see right now is Syracuse for next year. Syracuse.
Oh, Santiago. That is going to be such a big game in Liberty's history.
Yeah.
You have an ACC team. You know, this is our first year that we're, quote-unquote, eligible for a bowl game. So, you know, we get... But, so this is really a coming-out parade. You have a brand-new coach, a big-name coach. We got a lot of spotlight on alone in our program, and now you're bringing an ACC team that won 9 games this year. That's probably the second best team in the ACC this year behind Florida State. And they're coming to our house to start the season. That is huge, Santiago.
So, yeah, besides Syracuse, they play the Raging Cajuns. They play Buffalo. They play Hampton, New Mexico, New Mexico State, Maine, Rutgers, UMass, BYU. Big game, and Virginia. Virginia is also a big big game for next year, and New Mexico State. How many wins do you think Liberty might get next year?
Yeah, they got 6 this year. You know, I was, you know, talking with another fellow Liberty sports fan that I thought to be, and, you know, somebody who's close to the program. I'd say 6, 7, 8 wins is probably the maxing out. You know, getting the game of 7 and getting to a bowl game next year would ultimately be the goal. But there's a lot of tough, you know, we're still in the growing, but we pained a little bit. But the amount of offense we have coming back, Santiago, this could be, you know, in a new offense.
You know,
this, you know, there's a lot of potential, you know. Steven Buckshot Culver and, you know, Antonio Dandy Golden. You know, we have a transfer of Josh Mack at running back with Maine. It's, you know, the sky's the limit for the offense. It's, you know, whether the defense can stop, it's going to be an issue. But it's definitely going to be exciting games down in Williams Stadium next year for the Flames.
You think we'll able to get like SEC type of players, you know, do you think he'll get some recruiters that have SEC recruiting experience and, you know, put it into Liberty's program? Is that a huge possibility?
Like players or coaches?
Players. I mean, you know, could, you know,
you're not going to get any, you're not going to get any 4 or 5 stars. We're not at that point of our program, you know, no matter who the coach is. But you're going to, you know, you're going to get a guy, you know, who may have big-time offers. He's a 3-star, you know, and we can, you know, he may, instead of being buried on the depth chart of an SEC team, he can come to Liberty and be a star right away. That's what we can offer.
Yeah, it is a work in progress.
And we have facilities. Our facilities, you know, our facilities are right up there. Not necessarily with, you know, Power 5 programs, but they're up there with, you know, with the other group of 5, you know, programs. Our facilities are, you know, are great. You know, our stadium is expanding. Our practice field, indoor practice field is great. It's those little tools right there separate us from the other, you know, mid-majors group of 5 of our programs.
Yeah, it's a work in progress, I think, and we'll see. We'll see how far Liberty goes. I think they're in the right steps. Do you think we should join a conference in the near future?
I think that's the goal.
Should we?
But here's the thing, Santiago. We're getting, you know, you look at the future, and every year, as an independent, every year in the venture, with games, you know, games are scheduled years in advance. Some years you have great home games, some years, you know, you got to go on the road. So, you know, like, we talk about Syracuse. So what we do, we host Syracuse this year. We got to go to Syracuse twice. So a lot of these games, you know, if you want a home game against, you know, Virginia Tech, you got to go there probably twice as many times as they come to your place. It's just how it works. But, you know, you're probably, you don't have the option. Once you join a conference, you know, you're stuck, you know, with 7, 8, 9 games. Conference season, you know, so at least only a couple games in my conference. So you have not as much opportunity to bring in those, you know, big name teams. I don't think we're not at that position then to go to Virginia and say, we'll play you one time here and then we'll go there one time. It's just not where it is. So having the freedom to have 12 non-conference games as well allows us to make some of these deals. You know, it's tough, though. It's tough to find. You know, there's only five independents, you know, us, Army, Notre Dame, BYU, and UMass in New Mexico State. So it's, you know, obviously we're not in a position to play Notre Dame right now, and that's something that probably will happen in the future, but you know, we have games with the rest of those independents. So it's kind of like almost like a conference bonus. But, you know, so you're at the expense of other programs in the country to find games. It'll be easier for scheduling purposes to get games, but you may not get those marquee home games if you join a conference.
And there you have it. Liberty has hired Hugh Freeze, big-time coach in the SEC, the guy who beat Nick Saban.
No, let me ask you, as just a Liberty graduate, and I've told you, you know, the past of Hugh Freeze, what is your opinion?
No, I mean, I believe in redemption. I believe in forgiveness. And, you know, like he shared his testimony or his story back in February. So I really think, you know, I really believe in of course, second chances. And I trust Liberty's leadership, you know, to make this decision. It's tough, but I'm sure they took time. And I think they made a good – I mean, and I trust it. So, you know, obviously will he do it again? I really doubt it at Liberty. So, I mean, I think he's good.
Yeah, you know. I mean, I assume they're going to put, you know, a lot of eyes are going to be on him and the university. I think they'll be you know, the checks and balances on every move he makes.
Yeah.
So they will, you know, this is a big move for Liberty. You know, I think in the next 24 hours, you're going to see a lot of the national media, you know, your typical, you know, left, you know, more left-centered to left going to attacking Liberty. I think as you get closer to the season, you know, it's all going to be about football. And, you know, that, you know, this coach will, you know, better our program.
Yeah, it will.
Because, you know, if this blows up, this doesn't just affect the football program. This affects the reputation of the school.
It does.
So it was definitely, you know, so this is definitely a risk, you know. They've got two wild cards out there, Santiago. Last year they hired Hugh McCall from Baylor, you know, who, you know,
was also a controversial figure, too.
So that's a controversial move, and now you bring in this. So, you know, we've got a lot of spotlight up in Santiago. And,
hey, sometimes you need it.
You know, we're an easy target from the national media to pick on. So I'm hoping these guys will build up the reputation of Liberty and not bring us down. Because, you know, what they've done beyond their issues has been amazing. You know, you look at Baylor pre-Ian McCall to Baylor when he left. If you take away the scandal, you know, you've got one of the most amazing football stadiums that was built on campus. You've got a basketball program that's always going to the tournament, and then you've got a football team that was I know it came with issues, and, you know, I'm sure they did their due diligence hiring him, but he knows how to build, you know, an athletic program. So we have trust in him.
Wow.
And now we're putting our trust in Hugh Freeze. You know, we just hope that these moves only build the reputation of Liberty, not tear it down, or, you know, and even till, you know, tear down the students and faculty, that it doesn't split us, you know, moves like this. You come with, you know, it's got to be calculated, and I'm sure, you know, Jerry and all the other people, you know, officials within the university really, you know, praying that this works out, because, you know, it's it doesn't come without risk, that's for sure.
Yeah. I really trust the leadership, and I'm sure they have a lot of checks and balances, and they have a good PR team. So, and Liberty is already in the spotlight itself, so there's nothing new in that scenario. Yeah, but
when we're talking about independent schools, like we're talking about UMass, Army's kind of in a different boat. If you take out UMass, New Mexico State, and us, we're in a much better position than those two other teams because we have a lot more money in our athletic.
Yeah.
Than those, you know, BYU, in order to be kind of a, Army's, you know, they're kind of a whole different boat, you know, because it's Army. And BYU, kind of, you know, has a great history of football. They're kind of treated not as high as Notre Dame, but they're mixed between a group of five and a power of five, you know. So, you know, then they have a 60,000-seat stadium that's almost completely filled every game. So they're kind of in a different company than us. It'll be interesting to see how we compare on the field in the next couple of years when they play that. But,
yeah.
We're going to be able to separate ourselves, I think, from UMass and New Mexico State definitely in the next couple. You know, we've had games for years of those teams. So, and I think we will probably win the majority, if not all, of those games in the coming years against those teams because we're separate. Well, we're having difficulty, you know, beating the BYU and Army in the games. But, you know, and, you know, building that spotlight, you know, all goes well, will probably lead us to getting an invitation from either Conference USA or Sun Belt Conference.
There you have it. Ryan Krista. Hugh Freeze is the new Liberty football head coach. There'll be a press conference today at 2 p.m. at Williams Stadium, I believe. So there should be some stream somewhere on Twitter or on YouTube. And
yeah, usually if you go to libertyflames.com, they stream all their press conferences from the website. But yeah, it's for, you know, this.
This is great.
You know,
this is huge.
Again, if we can handle this 24-hour news cycle blast, we might be, you know, from writers, you know, we'll be okay.
I mean, will you this know, be on SportsCenter?
It will probably be mentioned on SportsCenter. It won't be this, you know, news conference won't be aired on it, but it will definitely, because you think about this weekend, you got one college football game in the Army, Navy, and you have the Heisman Trophy. So it's not a big college football weekend.
So it's like the best week to announce it.
Yeah, you know, you're going to get a lot of attention, you know. Bad for us, better than, you know, no press. Well, I guess we'll see how that goes.
Exactly. Anyways.
You know, it's important to get this hire going, you know. If you really take a look at the college football calendar, December 19th is an extremely important day in the college football calendar because that's the first signing day you can sign recruits. So now he's got, 12 days to kind of finish putting together a recruiting class and try to get as many of these guys signed.
I'm sure he knew about this weeks before. I got a feeling he knew about this weeks before.
I don't, you know, pretty much everybody, you know, every athletic director has got a little list in their top drawer. If there's a coaching change, here's the people I'm going to talk to. And I think, you know, he knew if Turnerville ever left that he would be one of the, you know, candidates, you know. And I think that's why he never really hopped on these offensive coordinator jobs when, even earlier as last week when they were offered, because he was just kind of hoping that, you know, another head coaching job would be open for him. So.
Wow. Well, Ryan, time is running out for me, but let's go straight to predictions. Are you ready?
Let's go for it.
Navy at Army.
Oh, I'm a big Middies guy. They don't have a great season so far. You're 2-game losing streak in this series, but let's go Army beat. Go Navy beat Army.
All right. The Panthers at the Browns.
The Panthers need this game. The Browns are kind of, you know, out of playoff contention right now, so let's go Panthers.
Big game. No Kareem Hunt. Ravens at the Chiefs.
Big game for you know, the Ravens are starting to holding on to that last playoff spot. You know, the Chiefs, even without Kareem Hunt, they still scored 40 points last week. You know, we really don't even know who's playing quarterback yet for the Ravens right now. Most likely, it looks like it's going to be Lamar Jackson.
Oh, it has to be.
So I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
Chiefs win at home. The Colts at the Texans.
Texans are hotter than Texas chili, so let's go to the Texans.
I know. Everyone's talking about the Texans, maybe the fourth best team in the AFC. The Dolphins. No, the Pats at the Dolphins.
The Dolphins really need this game if they want to stay in the playoff hunt. Pats are rolling right now. Typical Patriots form.
Healthy in December.
I'm going to go
Patriots?
Yeah.
Okay. Giants at the Skins. I lost you. I really lost you, Ryan. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. Oh, Giants at the Skins.
I'm still here. let's go Giants. Playing well. Playing better.
The Falcons at the Pack.
Both teams are, you know, having tough weeks. Packers just fired their coach. They probably get a little bit of rejuvenation from that. You know, let's go Packers.
Jets at the Bills.
Sam Darnold coming back to play this week against rookie Josh Allen.
Ooh.
You know, these teams played 3 weeks ago, and it's Josh McCown versus Matt Barkley. It's in Buffalo. Let's go Buffalo. Playing well, playing better.
Can I call it, like, the Rookie Bowl?
It could be, you know. Josh Allen, 2 weeks back-to-back 100-yard rushing from a quarterback.
I did not know he could run.
He's not very active right now, but he's running like a runner. Yeah.
Yeah. The Broncos at the Niners in Levi Stadium.
Broncos on three-game winning streak. Just lost their top receiver, though. Lost their cornerback for most of the year. It kind of evens up this game, but the Broncos have something to play for, so let's go with the Broncos.
The Broncos on a fourth-game winning streak. The biggest game of the weekend, people are saying Eagles at the Cowboys.
Well, it means the most right now. Playoff implication. Cowboys are playing so well. How could you say no? Let's go Cowboys.
Rams at the Bears.
Ah, beautiful Sunday Night Football at Soldier Field. Two great teams. You know, Mitch Trubisky coming back to play, but I'm still going with the best offense, I think, in football, and that's the Rams.
And Monday Night Football, the Vikings at the Seahawks.
This is important because both teams are hanging on to the playoff hopes. I'm going to go with, you know, the Seahawks are home, tough place to play. Let's go Seattle.
And who will win the Heisman this weekend?
This might be the closest competition of them all, Santiago. I mean, you say tell anybody a month ago that Tua had it, but Kyler's playing so well. I'm going to go Kyler Murray, but nothing would surprise me.
Yeah, it seems like Kyler Murray is the top favorite. I think Tua has another year. His performance is debatable, but we'll see what happens this Saturday. I think it's Kyler Murray, and if he wins, I predict he'll enter the NFL draft.
I don't know, Santiago. He's got $5 million waiting for him to at least try baseball, so.
And random question, when was the last time you went to the movie theater?
Oh, I went to the movie theater, I think it was end of July. I saw Mamma Mia 2.
Okay, in July. Me too. I think like the last time I went was in July. I watched the Lost, the Jurassic Park Part 2 one, like the new one. So,
well, it's life with a toddler. We don't get to the movie theaters very often.
Exactly. Movie theaters are not overrated. It's just time-consuming, and you just forget about it sometimes. But anyways, Ryan, how can people reach you and talk about Liberty Football?
Oh, I'm Mad Dog Report 18 on Twitter. All right, I'm looking, you know, reading up a lot of stuff. know, so, you know, that's, I'll be talking about that, you know, bowl season coming up or, and then the playoff push for the NFL. And the NBA is always interesting.
NBA is always interesting. Late breaking news, Hugh Freeze will meet with the team at 1 p.m. before the press conference so he can tell everyone in person and then do the press conference. Ryan, I got to go. I'll see you next week. Thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
Thank you, Santiago. Love being here. I love you, Mindy and Clay. Bye-bye.